7 on the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO on this Tuesday afternoon. And our next guest, you know well. He is a regular contributor to the Mike McFeely Show. His name is Jim Suhan. He is an excellent columnist for the Star Tribune newspaper in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and a talk show host on 1500 ESPN Radio in the Twin Cities. And he is a dedicated Twitterer, and you can follow him. Jim, give your Twitter address because I mixed it up last time. How can people follow you on Twitter?
It's at Suhan, S-O-U-H-A-N, Strib, S-T-R-I-B. And thank you for giving that out.
Absolutely. I'm only glad to do it. How are you, my friend? Good to talk with you.
I'm good. I'm actually, I'm going to be very mysterious. I'm not in the upper Midwest. I'm on assignment, so I'm someplace warm, but I can't tell you exactly where, or you'd have to kill me, or I can't remember how that goes, something like that.
I don't want to do that. But before we get to the Viking stuff, and Mike Zimmer, Bengals defensive coordinator, is in Minneapolis or in Eden Prairie or somewhere in the Twin Cities for his second interview with the Vikings, which is leading to wild speculation that he will be the next Vikings coach. We'll get to that in just a moment, Jim. But my young producer, Daniel Gunderson here, Bathgate, North Dakota native, I threw out the phrase programmatic non-fit. And I can't remember which Viking executive once used the phrase programmatic non-fit to describe a Vikings player who I believe that they didn't draft or refused to acquire. What's the story behind programmatic non-fit, not only for my benefit, but as well for Daniel Gunderson's benefit?
If my memory serves me well, and it doesn't always these days, I would say that is a Brad Childress phrase. That is Brad Childress, instead of saying we didn't like him or he wasn't good enough or he didn't play the right position, he had to say programmatic non-fit so you would understand how much smarter Brad Childress was than you.
I couldn't think if it was the GM or if it was Childress, but I knew it was something like that.
Childress.
A programmatic non-fit. And
definite Childress.
Yes, and my producer, young Daniel, 24 years old, looked at me and said, what? And I said, yeah, seriously. Seriously. An adult man once used that phrase. And he said,
programmatic non-fit. Yes. I tell you what, I kind of like Brad, so I'm not even going to hammer him too much for that. There's way too much of that kind of speaking going on in the NFL among those who are scouts and evaluators in the NFL. But you know what's worst of all is the writers who try to pick up the jargon and act like it's their language. I even have people I really think are good and who do a good job, who I like, who do it, and it makes me nuts. It's our job to translate all that gibberish into English. It's not our job to repeat the gibberish.
I agree and concur wholeheartedly. I think one of the problems is that I fall into the trap sometimes as well, and so I don't want to totally throw everybody under the bus. But I think it makes some people feel like they're smarter than they are,
yeah.
and that they know that what they're talking about more than what they do.
Exactly, which is why we all love the people who can boil it down to the simple phrase or the funny line. You know, whether it's teaching, writing, working in evaluation, whatever, the smart ones are the ones who can take the complex and make it simple, not the ones who can take the simple and make it complex.
I agree. So Mike Zimmer in the Twin Cities for his second interview to be the Vikings head coach. Is he a programmatic fit or programmatic non-fit for the Vikings franchise, Jim?
He's not a bad fit. He's a good coach. He's done very well as a defensive coordinator, multiple stops. I like the fact that he once worked for Bill Parcells and that Parcells really thinks highly of him. I also like the fact that he's not just a Parcells guy. When you hire people who are associated with success, often you get the guy who didn't really make any decisions. Zimmer's succeeded with Parcells, without Parcells. He succeeded with a 4-3, with a 3-4. He succeeded in different places. He is a good coach. The question, and it's the question you ask about every single coordinator, no matter how well they do that job, is do those skills translate to running an entire franchise, which is what a head coach does, and being responsible for everything, understanding the scope of the job, the visibility of the job. Those are the things you won't know about a guy until you hire him.
Are the Vikings going to hire him? Because I'm going in the assumption that given the speculation at StarTribune.com and every place else that they are going to hire him. I don't know that for a fact. I'm just kind of making things up as I go along. Do you feel like the Vikings are going to hire him?
At the beginning of the day, I would have said, I'm not sure. At this point, it feels like it is the best I can give you because, when you have, it sounds like other candidates are starting to bail. which is usually the sign that they know somebody else is getting a job. People don't bail out of the job because, oh, I suddenly don't want to be the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Or, you know, I met Ziggy and didn't like his mustache. Usually bail out of the job because they know they're not going to get it and they want to save a little face. So right now, and the last I heard, Zimmer was at Winter Park still meeting with them. The feeling, and it's only that, is I'm not reporting anything. The feeling is that Zimmer, it sounds like Zimmer's going to get an offer.
Well, he'll take it if he gets an offer, I hope. I mean, that's,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, so.
Yeah, and there are only two head coaching jobs open, and one's the Vikings, which is, you know, an average NFL job at the moment, and the other is the Browns, which means you have to work for Jimmy Haslam in an organization that fires people every 6 months.
Now, this guy, Mike Zimmer, he is, from what I've been able to discern, the emotional, or at least outwardly emotional, opposite of Leslie Frazier. This guy is the intense guy. This guy is the bad cop. This guy is all those things that Vikings fans wanted and asked for, that because Leslie Frazier was not that. Is that accurate to say?
Yeah, it's really interesting that way. His resume is very similar to Leslie's. You know, a leader type, defensive coordinator, well-respected by his players. The difference is that Zimmer does bring fire. And, the problem with so many evaluations of coaching candidates is we look at types. And you never know. I mean, you don't want the guy who's a type. You want the guy who's really good at being his type, you know? I mean, you can hire a fiery guy and have him fail. You can hire a fiery guy and have him succeed. It depends on the guy, not his personality traits. I mean, Pete Carroll is jumping around the sideline, slapping people in the head. Tony Dungy stood there with his arms crossed the entire game. They're both really good coaches. What's going to be interesting is it's easier to be an emotional guy. It's easier to yell at your players, to celebrate with your players when you are coaching a smaller group, when you identify with that group, when you kind of sit in smaller meetings with that group. It's a lot harder to have that personality and pull it off when you're dealing with the whole team and all the problems that team presents. I'm not saying it can't be done, but it's harder.
Yeah, I've never been a guy who believes that a coach has to fit a certain stereotype, that he has to get people fired up or that he has to yell at people. I just don't go by that. And I know that coaches of both personalities have succeeded, but I think, and maybe I'm wrong here because I haven't done any studies, but I think that NFL players, professional athletes, have a tendency to tune out quicker guys who yell and scream about every little thing because they're professionals. Because for the most part, you hope they know what they're doing, and this is their job, this is their livelihood. And I think a guy who yells and screams too much just kind of gets old after a while, gets stale after a while.
Absolutely. And that's the thing about Pete Carroll. Pete's very positive. He hangs out with his players, plays video games with them. He's rah-rah in a way that he is translated to the NFL after a bunch of different stops. You really can't just yell at your guys. They are pros. They know that, you know, they've been through too much. They've been coached too much by too many people to buy into any gimmicks. It's got to feel really, you know, it's got to be legitimate. It's got to be passionate, organic, I guess would be the word. Otherwise, they will see through it in a minute. And you know, no matter how Zimmer actually does the mechanical functions of the head coach, let's be honest here. Same with Frazier. He will end up succeeding or failing based on how well his GM does his job, how well his offensive coordinator does his job, and who their quarterback is. Zimmer could come in, do a really good job, and go 6-10 if he doesn't have a lot of help from those areas. Just as I would say that Leslie Frazier, if he had been given a really good quarterback and a really good offensive coordinator, he'd still be on the job.
Sure. Well, and the other part about this is it's, you know, we've been talking a lot in Fargo-Moorhead about college football recruiting because NDSU has done so well the last several years. Now with the coach having left for Wyoming, we're in the middle of recruiting season, and so people are projecting this player doing this. And what I've always said about college athletes is that you can have as many stars behind your name as you want. You never know how it's going to turn out. There's too many variables in life to know how a 17-year-old kid is going to project in 5 years to be a college football player. A lot of the same things, Jim, I think apply to a football coach in the NFL. You can have the longest resume. You can have a 25-year association as an assistant coach in the NFL. But until you take that office and take that job, you just don't know how Mike Zimmer or Leslie Frazier or anybody else is going to turn out. We just don't know. You can like the hire, you can dislike the hire, but you don't know how it's going to turn out.
No, look at the final four coaches in the NFL. You had Harbaugh, college rah-rah guy, very intense, goes to the NFL and succeeds immediately. You have Pete Carroll, really smart guy, longtime NFL defensive coordinator, fails, has some success, but ends up getting fired from two different NFL franchises, becomes a great college coach, and takes his college attitude to the NFL, and all of a sudden he's a great NFL head coach. John Fox, who's kind of like your calm, you know, delegator type, and Bill Belichick, who, defensive coordinator, fired after being considered a failure, his first NFL job, and then all of a sudden he has Tom Brady, and I'm not diminishing how smart he is, but he looks like a genius. I mean, he probably was a genius all along, but if your quarterback doesn't play well for you, you're not going to look like a genius.
You got it. Okay, so if this happens, is Zimmer going to be named tomorrow or later this week, or when would it happen?
You know, I would just be guessing if I try to come up with a timeline, but my guess is one of two things is going to happen here. Either they're going to feel like they can't let him leave town. They don't want to risk the Browns taking him. They feel like they have their guy. They'll decide they want him tonight, probably announce it tomorrow, probably have a press conference within the next 48 hours. The other way they could go is say, okay, we like the guy, but there are other good candidates out there. Let's back off for a second. Let's bring in Todd Bowles for a second interview. And listen, there's still, you know, 48 hours ago, people were saying that Ken Whisenhunt was going to be the Lions head coach. There can still be some curveballs here. And I like Darryl Bevell a lot, you know, the Seahawks offense coordinator. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's still out there. You still have really good candidates. I like Jack Del Rio. You've got candidates from the Broncos and the Seahawks who maybe the Vikings really do like those guys, and they wanted to get the Zimmer interview out of the way, but they're going to wait on those guys. I can't say for sure that's not going to happen.
Okay, gotcha. All right, Jim, thank you as always. Good stuff. We'll talk later, okay?
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, you bet. Jim Suhan, Star Tribune and 1500 ESPN. You can follow him on Twitter at Suhan Strib, S-O-U-H-A-N-S-T-R-I-B.